The waivers exempt the fence construction from more than 30 environmental regulations and will keep the project on pace to finish by the end of the year. Ira Melman of the Federation for American Immigration Reform supports the border fence. He says the waivers are necessary to ensure its quick completion to stop illegal immigrants.
Otherwise, what is likely to happen is the variety of organizations that are opposed to the fence will litigate this thing to a point where it'll take years and years and years for it to get built.
Supporters of the fence say illegal immigrants are already causing environmental damage to the border, making the environmental reviews unnecessary. But Dr. Michael White of San Diego's Conservation Biology Institute says the fence still needs to go through a thorough review. If not, he says it will cause irrevocable harm.
We think that there are alternatives in particular locations that will not cause the same amount of damage. There may be places where building a fence is really the best solution, but we should be looking comprehensively at where we really need to think of alternative means of securing the border.
But despite the controversy over the environmental impacts, immigration advocates say that even if the fence is built, it will not stop people from crossing into the United States. Hannah Kim, Annenberg Radio News.